when Nehemiah came to town, that's a different story already. Because when Nehemiah came, he came equipped to do battle. And battle is what he does do. He does physical battle, spiritual battle, political and diplomatic battle. So that Ezra and Nehemiah together turn the people around. Nehemiah turns it around physically, and Ezra turns it around spiritually. And we're talking in a very, in a 5-year span, the whole thing is done. They call a meeting and they say, okay, guys, you got to send all the Goyish women home. Divorce them all. Either divorce them or they have to convert and be real Jewesses. You know, none of this anymore. Try that. Everybody says okay. Those that don't say okay, you're out of the community too. We're going to close the gates on Shabbos. No more business on Shabbos. And he closes the gates. He's got the soldiers. No more business on Shabbos. He calls a meeting of the Jewish people together, a convention. It's called Bris Amona. Bris Amona is the covenant of faith. And at the covenant of faith, as described in the Tanakh, Ezra gets up and reads the Chumash Dvorim to the Jewish people. And they all weep, and they all do tshuva, and they're all makabel on themselves, all of these halachas. And Ezra there is mesaken the first of his many great takonas. The takona is no mekach hamemker on Shabbos. No money, no dealing, all of that is osur on Shabbos. That's my takonas Ezra, that's not from Minat Torah. The Jewish people adopt it. Ezra is mesaken the Torah should be read every Monday and Thursday. Ezra says the reason they could fall apart like this is because of the fact that it's without Torah. The Jewish people can't go without Torah. So, Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos morning, that's Min HaTorah. Kriyas HaTorah, Shabbos Mincha, that's the Takona of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was from the desert. Kriyas HaTorah, Monday and Thursday, that's the Takona of Ezra. Ezra also establishes a judicial system in the country. Every Monday and Thursday, the Beis Din sits in every community. People that have problems come Monday and Thursday to the Beis Din. The Gemara in Ksubis says, the Mishnah, famous Mishnah, says that that's why Jewish women, the minig was that they get married on Wednesday nights, so that if there were any problems, they could go to the Beis Din on Thursday. Ezra is mesaken the strengthening of every fiber of Jewish life. But his greatest takona is that he makes a what we would call today a legislative body called the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the men of the great assembly. And the Gemara says that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola was composed of 120 people, of whom Kama were Nevi'im, some of Ezra, Nehemiah, Mordechai, Zerubbabel, Chagai, Zecharia, Malachi, they were all members of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, Shimon HaTzadik. I'll tell you an interesting pshat, by the way. It says that Shimon HaTzadik hoyo mishiore Anshei Knesset HaGdola. He was from the leftovers. What's pshat, the leftovers? So Reb Reuven Margolius says, and it's a historic fact, he proves it. Ezra appointed, there were 120. When one of them died, then there only was 119. They never reappointed again. The Anshei Knesset HaGdola disappeared by attrition. So Shimon HaTzadik was the last one of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the last survivor. That's the pshat, he was Mishiore Knesset HaGdola. He was the one that was left over. So there were 120 great men. As they died, so the Anshei Knesset HaGdola ended. That's the origin, by the way, today, the Israeli Knesset.